Foundation going to have a fundraiser coming up on Monday. But first off, just an update for people that may not know, what is Lake Cooper Foundation?
Well, Lake Cooper Foundation was derived from a couple years ago. There was a TV show, American Restoration, and it showed here in Keokuk, our old rocket slide that was abandoned and torn down and unsafe, and American Restoration had redone it. And so then me and another gentleman named Bob Korsigan, both had a little bit of a passion about trying to bring it back to Keokuk. And long story short, with a lot of time and talking to the city and talking to our insurance company and making some modifications with Keokuk contractors, we were able to put it back in the ground. And we did a few fundraisers for that to make that happen. And we were able to not only buy the rocket from the gentleman that took it to American Restoration, but also to get it all refurbished and get it back in the ground. And so with that, we were pretty excited and seeing that we had some capabilities of getting something done. And we decided that we want to do more. So Bob Korsigan, myself, and Tom Bell formed this group, this 501c3, to try to do more for Keokuk. And so that's where we're at now, is we formed this group to try to bring more things back for the people and the children to do in their own town. That some of the things that have been lost, that have been forgotten. Like last year we did a haunted house, which Keokuk hasn't had one for quite a few years, and we plan on doing another one of those again this year. And the main thing we want to do this year is we want to bring back the street fair. Well, it'll be next year, I'm sorry. We want to bring back the street fair. But when the JCs used to do it, and I think the last time they had one was like 1997. So it's just one of those things that used to be when I was a child. It was great. It was fun. Everybody liked it. And it's just one of those things that were forgotten, and we want to bring it back. And talking to some former JCs, we have to have a little bit of money under our belt to make all this stuff happen. And so that's why we're on our next step of doing some more fundraising to try to bring back the street fair for next year.
And that starts up Monday here with a fundraiser. Talk about what we're doing.
Okay, at Dr. Getwell's, 1100 Main in Keokuk, a new restaurant that we just opened here a few months ago, we're going to do a fundraiser to try to bring back the street fair and the haunted house and other things. And we're going to do homemade tacos. We've been working all the last couple weeks on recipes and getting them fine-tuned, and John from Angelini's is helping us with the taco shells, which has been real nice, and we're going to do those here in a couple days. And we're going to do homemade tacos. We're going to do the old fried ice cream with cinnamon ice cream. I did those years ago. They're really good. We're going to run those in-house. Also, we will do the tacos to go. And since Monday is Cinco de Mayo, we just thought it was a perfect opportunity to do our fundraiser. And so we're going to do orders to go. We're going to deliver on the bigger orders. Anybody that wants a delivery or a takeout order, just give us a call on our phone number, which is 319-313-8200. And we'll take all the orders. The tacos are $4. And once again, we're doing the fried ice cream, and we're also going to have some margarita and Mexican beer specials. And then Nathan Gosnell is going to entertain us. He's coming into play from 8 to midnight. And we're going to sell the tacos from 4 to 9 on Monday.
All right. In terms of just looking at, and obviously this is going to be a good way to get this started, to bring in the money, do you have any idea, have they said, about what you need to earn to really get to the point that you can say, we are bringing the street fair back?
When we talked to a few of the people about it, they, back in 1998, they had a $20,000 budget. So we're figuring we got to be in there, probably with inflation, we got to be around probably $25,000 or more. So we definitely got our work cut out for us. We do have a couple more events planned that we'll definitely be talking about later. But you're right. This is the first one. This is the one that we're hoping to bring in a few thousand to get it kick-started, get some money in the bank so we're able to bring these things back. And it's going to – we need the help. We need the people to – we're giving them a value. We're going to give them a nice meal. But we'd sure love to have them show up and have a good time and give to a good cause.
What would it mean to get the street fair back as a part of Keokuk's each year?
Well, I think it'd be fantastic. You know, there's just there. You know, the 80s and the 90s were pretty tough economically for this area, if not the whole country, but specifically this area. And a lot of things just went by the wayside. And I think that, you know, if we can bring that back and show people, you know, give them pride and say, hey, you know, there's a few people working on this to try to bring it back. I'm just sure we'll get a lot more volunteers, people to help join our organizations, which we're always looking for new members. We do have a Facebook page that they can go to, which is my brain's going dead on me.
Oh, and I think I've seen that because you guys have monthly meetings too, right?
Yeah, the third Sunday of the month.
Okay.
At the Hawkeye Restaurant, we meet there at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And we go over things and talk about what our next event's going to be. And we would sure appreciate extra volunteers, anybody that wants to join and join the cause. You know, this coming Monday, we've got some people that's going to help us, which, you know, we need to help do deliveries, run the food out. I've asked for volunteers here at the restaurant, and I've got several of my help that's going to volunteer. They're just going to work for tips, just so we can bring the most money we can to our organization and make this all happen.